broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use. No doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for June the 11th in the year of our Lord 2022. This is hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we believe in the supreme law of the land. That is the rule of law in America, folks. We got to stick with it. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founders. What are the great solutions we have? We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Last hour, we talked to Chris Carlson in detail about gun rights. And we talked about, with this kind of cover-up and backpedaling, it's no wonder that there's conflicts and problems and divisions and confusions. But ladies and gentlemen, understand the secret acts of men shall be spoken about the housetops. They will not get away with these crimes. It doesn't matter how secretive they become in their criminal activity. We will eventually expose them. God will help us get that done. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Last hour, just to make it even more clear, we talked about this Thomas Jefferson quote, when once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils, but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles, every other corruption is just useless or another new evil. In other words, basically, folks, you got to return to God. You got to repent and you got to clean up the dishonesty and the secrecy and the, okay, we got to get that done. And the ever-changing official story on these latest shootings is fascinating and just shows a dysfunctional media and society. Now, they're very functional in taking away our freedoms and deceiving the people and propagandizing the people. I get it. But I will say that, look, this is critical to understand. They're not dysfunctional when it comes to the propaganda. They pitch it as dysfunctional. It shows a dysfunctional society and media because the media, the whole purpose of the media is to be a watchdog, to keep an eye on, to make sure that there aren't secret combinations that get above the people. Okay, the goal of the media really is not to seek for power, but to pull it down. But the media is failing in that function as they continue to partner with government in the tyrannical agenda of the deep state. You see? All right, there you have all that. If you want to hear more about the shootings and the FBI agent information we have, what is an FBI agent doing or chatting with this, quote, shooter before it all happened? Interesting. Is that what you do with your retirement time? Were FBI agents involved in the Buffalo shooting? So we covered all those shootings last hour. But I want to highlight the tie to that discussion. And LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, if you want the last hour, you can get that. It'll be up after the show. Give us a little bit of time. We put up all the shows live broadcast, live radio, turn it into podcasts so you can listen on demand, okay? But anyway, I highlight that it's there because it's relevant and relates to what I want to talk about now. They really are digging into this January 6th thing from a Democrat point of view. So the Democrats have had this narrative for quite some time, which is, hey, and when I say the Democrats, I mean the Democrats and the deep state Republicans that are all in bed with them. So really, the deep state against the rest of the nation is the real discussion, right? Many people are propagandized and confused on this, but that's what it really is. Anyway, I digress, except for they attacked Donald Trump relentlessly, said he was part of this dossier, he was in bed with the Russians. It all turned out to be a big old lie, a scandal that went on for a couple of years that now has been proven false. And we now find out that Hillary was behind and ordered the dossier to the greatest degree. We have criminal activity, but nothing will happen to Hillary because the deep state is so above the people that we can't get to the bottom of it. We've got two classes of people, you and I, that'll go to jail in a second if we blink wrong. And then Hillary, who will never go to jail no matter what evidence we find on her. See, that's what we've devolved into. The deep state has created this disparity in the populace like that. Anyway, the reason that I tell you all this is they now have, the dossiers failed, but now the Democrats and the deep state Republicans have moved to the new narrative, which is, hey, January 6th was an insurrection. And that's a big lie. The truth is there were government provocateurs, just like the school shootings. That's why I say last hour and this hour, absolutely tied together for understanding. Look, there were agent provocateurs in the January 6th stuff. We highlighted a lot of it from Revolver magazine, where you literally had deep state operatives who, you know what, the government won't talk about it at all. They're not indicted. They're not in jail. And they literally caused the January 6th insurrection. So was there an insurrection? Yes, there was. Who by? We don't know. But we know that we've fingered the folks involved. But we can't document their ties because it's all classified, because it's all manipulated. And it's even been brought up by Congress. And all they do is laugh at Congress and say, we're not at liberty to tell you anything, Congress. And what Congress should do is shut down these agencies that thumb their nose at Congress. These unconstitutional agencies that don't have any oversight at all should be shut down immediately, but they're not. They just mock Congress, and Congress, you know, you have a couple of good guys that wring their hands and, oh, my gosh, it's horrible. And we never get to the bottom of it. But anyway, it's been documented 66 ways from Sunday. The reason that I bring this up, though, is the Republicans now are wringing their hands while the Democrats go ahead and propagandize the nation. Now, this these shootings and this January 6th issue also relates to election fraud. You say, Sam, what are you talking about? You're all over the map. No, I'm not. Hang with me, people. Hang with me. All right. Understand very clearly what's going on. Please. Please don't be deceived or confused. Stick with me because it'll all make sense. So what happened is on the election fraud thing is that the American people said, hey, we don't believe the deep state operatives. We believe there was vote fraud on January 6th. We're convinced of it. And a lot of people were involved in that narrative, enough to truly move the needle. And government was afraid of that. So when we went to the courts, they rejected everything. Not on the merits of the cases, but I'll example this. Sidney Powell. Hey, she's a crackpot attorney, a nutcase. Let's question her bar status. Let's abuse her and sue her. And meanwhile, we never even got her evidence into court, but yet now her name is defiled and demeaned, and her character is besmirched and destroyed. And now Sidney Powell, the Kraken without evidence lady. That's how the mainstream press lies and portrays her. The truth is she had solid evidence backed by affidavits, had every right to go into court and submit that information, but she never got a fair, honest chance. See, I'm backing Sidney Powell. She's not my best friend in the world, but you know what? Why didn't she get to discuss the merits of her case? It's a fair question, is it not? Same thing with the Donald Trump and the Mike Lindell information. I don't know that I believe all that Mike Lindell has to say, but you know what? Why are they not really allowed to get their evidence into court? Why? Why when these different states sue other states? So Texas sued several other states and said, hey. And said, hey, you know, you, my friend, don't have a case. Why is that reality in Texas? What do you mean Texas doesn't have a case? Texas is saying, hey, vote fraud occurred because these other states are changing their laws without authority. They're just dismissing their laws and doing whatever they want to. And then the Supreme Court says, Texas, you don't have any standing. We're not going to debate the merits of the case. You just don't have any standing at all. And so Texas can't get a redress of grievance. We then have all kinds of people that are doing the same thing and they get shut down. Sheriff Schmeling is a sheriff in Wisconsin. He literally has evidence of vote fraud that he's turned over to his district attorney in his county. And the district attorney just laughs and says, I'm not going to take any action on this. Sheriff, that was a nice political stunt. Have a nice day. So see, more and more evidence that we don't even get the evidence before the people. And then here's what they then say in the media. You have no evidence. Well, of course we don't. If you can't show it or prove it or document it or round out the probable cause beyond with more details, right? So then we have January 6th and we try to go and get the truth. We say, hey, Congress has obligations to research this and get to the bottom of it. Not necessarily the courts. Congress has the last say. So we go to the White House, we go to Congress, we go to the Capitol, and we say, we want something done here. And then provocateurs create a side rail, derail incident, claim that we're all terrorists, that we're all bad guys, start a massive dragnet campaign violating privacy everywhere, throwing innocent people in jail, having them cop pleas based on this idea that, hey, you know what? The fear factor, it kicks in. It's going to be bad for you if you don't cop to something. So people are copping to things like, well, I didn't really do anything wrong, but I shouldn't have been in the Capitol. I know I got pushed in there and I didn't mean to be there, but I shouldn't have been there. And golly, I guess I influenced other people to do wrong. And so therefore I know I didn't commit any violence in the Capitol. And so people are copying to all these bogus pleas because they're fearful that they'll go to jail forever if they don't. Anyway, I digress except to say, so then Congress, instead of doing their due diligence and looking into vote fraud, election fraud, like they ought to, right? Congress basically goes, whoa, we had to run for our lives. My goodness, that was crazy town. I felt like I was just, oh my gosh, I need counseling. I got post-traumatic stress disorder. That was horrible. And they never even look at what the American people were concerned about in the first place because of the sideshow insurrection scenario. Let me say that again. They never looked into what they were really supposed to because of the sideshow insurrection scenario. Right? I mean, that's really what happened. And so Congress never looked at it. So now we got a history of the courts never looking at the evidence, never really looking at the merits of the given cases. We got Congress who sidestepped it and, well, supposedly gave their stamp of approval on no election fraud whatsoever. Even Congress says there's no election fraud. But there's over 150 members of the House and Senate that still believe there was. But, of course, the insurrection derailed a real look at the evidence, right? Well, now the sideshow continues. We'll talk about it in seconds on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present-day, end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
So the propaganda continues and the fake news continues, ladies and gentlemen, with regards to this dossier narrative. Trump was in bed with the Russians' failure, and now Trump literally created an insurrection. He was going to take over the government. He was going to go ahead and just create an absolute coup in the country. And, okay, that narrative is a lie, too, and we're getting more and more evidence that they are lying on that. Let me give you an example. Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers. Again, a lot of people are jettisoning Stuart and the Oath Keepers, too, saying, oh, my gosh, they were insurrectionists. I don't believe it. Okay, I'm not here to tell you I know everything about them. I'm just here to tell you, while you've got supposed inside evidence that Stuart Rhodes and other people collaborated to create the coup or whatever else, the truth is that the Oath Keepers have a long track record of peacefully working through things, rejecting racism, and standing peacefully in every area they've appeared, local to national, And they have said we are at the support of those in authority to ensure stability and safety. Okay? They literally went to places where there was riots and they got on housetops, rooftops, and they protected businesses and homes. They literally go in and coordinate with the local police and with saying, and the sheriff and others saying, we'll help you. We'll be the eyes and ears for you. They literally have rescued people and brought people out safely. Even in the January 6th incident where they claimed, oh, they were insurrectionists, they were going in to take over. There's evidence of Oath Keepers literally protecting police and escorting them to safety. Okay, the provocateurs are fingered in Revolver magazine and in other places, and nobody's digging into that. But at the same time, the Oath Keepers and everybody who, in my opinion, have a track record of freedom and liberty, they are the ones being absolutely attacked and in jail while the real provocateurs go free. Well, that lie, when Congress wouldn't really look at the evidence on vote fraud, they circumvented it, saying, golly, we had to run for our lives because of an insurrection. Then we had to immediately give our stamp of approval on the elections. That is the biggest reason that I'm convinced there's election fraud. Why were the courts not allowed to look at it? Why was the Congress not really allowed to look at it? Did the patriots really, who were all there peacefully to get Congress to look at it, really betray themselves, create an insurrection? Even if that was the case, fine, hold the insurrectionists responsible, but let Congress look at vote fraud. Why has Congress never looked at the vote fraud? That's the whole reason they were there in the first place. We don't believe the elections. We don't trust them. We believe there's vote fraud. We need to dig into it, and something happens, and Congress never really looks into it. What gives us that? Now they say we have no evidence of vote fraud. They've made that claim, just like the dossier claim lies for a long time. There's no evidence of vote fraud. But now we have people going to jail in Arizona. Now we have sheriffs that have turned over investigation evidence saying, here's the evidence to prosecute. And the district attorney laughs and goes, great political stunt, sheriff. But people are going to jail, and evidence is coming out more and more and more. Well, what they're doing is they're pushing this January 6th insurrectionist lie to try to cover up for what's going on. And what they want to do is they want to manipulate things before the elections in their favor. And here's the evidence for this. Headline is huge, but the headline says this. An audience of at least 20 million people watched the, quote, first primetime hearing of the House Select Committee's investigation into the January 6th, quote, attack on Thursday night. That's according to Nielsen. So by scheduling a, quote, congressional hearing for 8 to 10 p.m., think about that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. They schedule it for 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. That way, committee members and Democrats were hoping to make the case to the biggest audience they could get. Now, they say the number was so big, 20-plus million, that it was in the ballpark of huge television events like a Sunday night football game or something like that. 20 million people. Now, think about that for a minute. In my opinion, that's vote fraud. Why do you say it's vote fraud, Sam? Because what they're trying to do is propagandize the public that, look, all Republicans are insurrectionists. Maybe not the few deep state folks at the top. They're not bad. They're more center. They work with the Democrats. They're the good guys. Lie. But everybody else who brings up vote fraud or brings up January 6th or defends that it wasn't an insurrection by the masses is ridiculed and mocked and conspiracy nuts. And now what they want to do is they want to trumpet this to the nation in primetime television, and then they want to lie in the media and in the hearings and on TV to make their points. Okay? This is the same lies, or these are the same lies, they used in the Republicans' silence. The Democrats impeached Donald Trump, and they used evidence in their impeachment hearings that was flat-out propaganda lies. They claim that people were beaten with fire extinguishers, and then so many cops died because of the insurrectionists and the coup that took place. It turned out that evidence was not accurate and was not true. All right? But they're peddling the same porn now with an audience of at least 20 million people. And this just shows how in lockstep the mainstream press is. It also highlights how they have a good guy and a bad guy, a good cop and a bad cop on this. And I'll explain what I mean in just a minute, but understand what I'm talking about. ABC, CBS, and NBC preempted their primetime programming and went into, quote, special report mode to cover the January 6th hearings live. Literally unprecedented. They say although the Thursday night event was huge, it pales next to presidential debates, which is normally like 63 to 73 million people, or this year's State of the Union address, they say clocked in at about 38 million people, but it's still much, much larger than the audience that would normally watch a daytime congressional hearing. It's much larger. And they say it's in the ballpark of television events such as a Sunday night football game. It's huge. Or the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Believe it or not, here's the breakdown of the numbers that Nielsen has reported so far. ABC, 5.2 million viewers. NBC and CBS each had about 3 million. So that alone, between those three networks, about 11 million people. MSNBC averaged more than 4 million people. Now you're at like 15. CNN drew 2.7 million. They say the 20 million figure did not yet include PBS, so the total audience was most likely a bit bigger, they claim. Viewers, they say, who tuned in mostly stuck around for the entire congressional proceeding. Viewership, they say, on each of the broadcast networks remained steady between 8 and 10 p.m., according to half-hour breakdowns by Nielsen. They say while the broadcast networks gave up their primetime entertainment offerings and CNN and MSNBC gave the wall, gave the hearing wall-to-wall coverage, there was a conspicuous outlier among the cable news networks. Fox News, the most watched network news in cable, did not carry the events live. Instead, they stuck with their typical or the usual primetime lineups. Now, that's the interesting tidbit. And you would say, well, wow, Fox has proven to be the good guy in this thing. I don't believe so. I don't believe so at all. I believe it's good cop, bad cop, true. But when you have an audience of at least 20 million people watching this and it's literal propaganda, you've got a problem. Now, on one hand, Fox doing a great job not covering it. And Fox says that, hey, there's a bunch of lies here. And we're not going to participate in those lies. I'll get to that in a second. But although Fox is not willing to participate in the lies and carry the propaganda in lockstep with everybody else, this is the Hegelian dialectic at, what do you want to say, carried off to perfection is the way I would describe it. Okay, they got the good cop, bad cop. The good cop is now Fox. If you're a conservative, if it's the opposite, then hey, you know what? Fox is just the extreme whacked out right wing, whatever. They don't have near the viewership, near the support. So they've kind of fractionalized it, but they've given a bone to the conservatives in this. But the real issue is nobody's talking about the real answers, the real solutions, the real problem. There's lip service to it. They're even pointing to the right solutions. But there's no mojo for action. Therefore, it'll mean nothing. You got it? I'll talk about the good cop side of the equation. The bad cop side was in lockstep for propaganda. The good cop side, they did a lot of great lip service, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
U.S. inflation accelerated to a 40-year high. The Labor Department data showed the consumer price index increased 8.6% for a year earlier in the broad-based advances. The widely followed inflation gauge rose 1% from a month earlier, topping all estimates. Shelter, food, and gas were the largest contributors.
When I hear from Montanans, their three most important issues are inflation, and they start with the price of gas at the pump and the price of groceries in the store.
That was Senator Steve Daines. The U.S. Federal Reserve plans to meet for 2 days this week. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One of the survivors of the mass shooting in Uvalde is still recovering in the hospital, but not from the shooting at the elementary school. It was actually because she suffered a heart attack. 11-year-old Ileana Trevino went to her best friend's memorial, and it was there she began to have chest pains and was rushed to the hospital. Her mom told People.com Ileana was really affected because her best friend would protect her from bullies at the Robb Elementary School. President Joe Biden is visiting New Mexico to talk about his administration's effort to tackle wildfire. This all comes as residents express anger over how federal officials allow planned burns to spread out of control, leading to the largest blaze in recorded state history. This is USA Radio News.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the good cop and the bad cop. Propaganda, ladies and gentlemen, going on with this January 6th clown show. An audience of at least 20 million watched it. That's a huge number. Now, I realize it pales in comparison to some things, but the number is massive. 20-plus million people. Now, I believe they played good cop, bad cop. Fox didn't cover it exactly. Fox highlighted the conservative position. So that way, everybody feels like they're not totally disenfranchised, but the Hegelian dialectic continues. So the Fox News hosts, Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, dedicated their shows to January 6th. Both had the hearing playing in a, quote, split screen, but the feed from Congress was muted. While the hosts spent 2 hours belittling the committee's efforts is the way the mainstream press lies and perpetuates the dishonesty. It's, quote, deranged and we're not playing along, Mr. Carlson said of the hearings. This is the only hour on American News Channel that will not be carrying their propaganda live. They're lying and we're not going to help them do it. What we will do instead is to try to tell you the truth, which is just about normal. The Fox News anchors, Brett Baer and Martha McCallum, did cover the hearings live, but did so on Fox Business, which attracts far fewer viewers, ladies and gentlemen. Roughly 223,000 people watched the hearings on Fox Business. So do you see how tiny Fox Business is compared to? But Fox Business, that's their token way to say, we're not betraying you completely, deep state. We'll participate, but we got to throw a bone to the conservatives. We'll put our Fox Business to the same as all the other InStep locked InStep networks, but we'll have these other hosts who are a little bit more willing to tell the truth. We'll have them, well, put the hearing in a split screen, but yet belittle it along the way. What when Bear and McCallum switched over to Fox News for a two-hour special, they say an average of 1.3 million watched. Local affiliates, now listen to this interesting tidbit. Local affiliates of the Fox News Network had the option of picking up the Fox News feed, so the business feed, cover the hearing live, but they had the choice to do so or not. Some major local Fox stations, like Los Angeles and Chicago, huge markets, by the way, took the feed, while others aired their regularly scheduled content programming. The Fox station in the New York market, for instance, elected to run episodes of MasterChef Junior, and don't forget the lyrics. Okay? This is what I'm talking about. Now, that's the whole story. But the reason that I'm calling this election fraud, folks, is because you're getting propaganda in these hearings about the truth. You're hearing from Nancy Pelosi and these kind of yahoos, liberal congressmen and on this. And you're hearing all kinds of propaganda. You're not hearing our side of the story at all. You're getting lies. Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, who say it's lies, they're telling you the truth. But you know when they're running a split screen, so you see the hearing in the background as they belittle it, that they're not doing so in a meaningful way. There's a lot of lip service, but there's not real hardcore questions being answered, demands for accountability or anything. They're just going, ah, those guys are liars up there, and it isn't the way they say, and it's nothing but a clown show, and, well, that's all factual. They're not lying. They're telling the truth. But they're not moving the needle with the truth, so there's a whole lot of talk and a lot less action, to borrow the lyrics of a country tune, right? You got a whole lot of talk and no action going on. And that's the problem with what the, quote, outliers at Fox are doing. Fox, for the most part, in bed with the deep state, just like all the other networks. But they've managed to put together 20 million people. They can't even get 10% of the nation to watch. 10% of the nation would be just north of 30 million people, maybe like 32, 33 million people. They can't even get 10% of the nation to watch. What percent of that 10% is completely liberal? Virtually almost all of it. Our percentages are much smaller, but much more savvy about the truth. The problem is that our side isn't dedicated to action. The liberals are absolutely dedicated to action. What's the inference going into the elections that would make this election fraud or tampering, right? Because fraud's a very difficult bar to hit. What's fraud? We got to prove not only did it happen, but it was intentional, that there was a conspiracy reality behind it to make it a fraud thing. Otherwise, it's oversight. It's, okay, everything but, which gets them off the hook, right? Well, I say this is vote fraud because this, again, in conjunction with 10 or 20 or 30 other things, all ends up changing elections. If we didn't have the dossier for the 2020 election lies going on, do you think Donald would have won? I don't know. I can't for sure say, right? But I can tell you that it had an effect, as will this. Here's the deal. There was an insurrection at the Capitol, and we know it, and we're going to prove it. We're going to highlight all the evidence in a congressional hearing, which is not criminal evidence in a court of law at all. It's congressional hearing evidence, and we're going to let all the liberal people tell you that their take and ask questions, and we're going to frame it to be a prime time reality TV show. Do you think that'll have an effect on the races coming up in a mere few months? We're in primary time right now, and we're in general election time in November, and all this serves as peddling propaganda porn right before the elections. Oh, my gosh. The insurrection took place. Donald was at the helm of it. Oh, my gosh. Conservative Republicans aren't willing to cooperate with subpoenas. They're, and all this literally promoting this heavily, They had the dossier go around 2020. Now they've got the insurrection. So a prime time hearing. Think about that. Think about that for a minute, and you tell me, does that smack of vote fraud? Well, Sam, that wouldn't rise to the level of vote fraud. On its own, you're right. But neither would the other 20 things that are factors. Right? What about the dossier that was last go round? What about, and what you do is you put this notion in the minds of Americans that Republicans are all whacked out extreme. Now, I'm not here to defend the Republicans, but the conservative side, all whacked out extreme, crazy. Created a coup, they're so belligerent and frothing at the mouth for control and power. I mean, they're just like Donald. But even so, you've got Biden now admitting the border is a problem. Well, where are all the Democrats? Where are all the deep state operatives to say, when it was Donald's turn and you mocked him till the cows come home, now you have the same narrative for Joe? Not identical, but a very similar narrative. Similar narrative that there's a crisis at the border and we've got to admit to it now. We've got to do something about it. We've got to take action. What? Well, I don't know if you know, but a deep state Democrat, former congressman, had to now admit to blatant vote fraud and is in jail over it, but admitted to vote fraud. So we're gaining ground, ladies and gentlemen. It is just absolutely painstakingly slow. It's worse than watching paint dry. The truth shall set us free if enough of us get involved, but if enough of us don't get involved, we'll be ran over like a freight train. It not only takes understanding, but it takes action by the American people. And what they wanted to do with the January 6th is mock conservatives all the way through the elections so they can dishonestly change the narrative and have you full of doubt, full of confusion about, man, I don't dare elect Donald Trump because, golly, I don't want another insurrection on my hands. Lies. So they're sowing the seeds of doubt election-wise, while at the same time they're literally peddling propaganda and lies via this primetime television reality TV show, the January 6th hearings. 20-plus million people are being affected by this, and more through the media. And you don't think that'll have an outcome or an effect on the elections? Well, you combine that with sending out ballots to everybody and their dog in the mail, not having any custody of ballots, and now you see a recipe for, again, each individual item might not be fraud. It just might be, well, golly, we didn't mean to send out all those ballots, and some of them are corrupted, but it wouldn't have changed the election there. Or, okay, and think about this. This congressional hearing being scheduled from 8 to 10 p.m., they blatantly admit in the mainstream press that the reason that Congress wanted to schedule this, the congressional hearing for 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, they say committee members and Democrats were hoping to make the case to the biggest audience they could get. Think about that for a minute. Does that affect who you trust and who you believe in? Will the other side of the story be told in the propaganda hearings? I think not. We'll talk about that more in seconds on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm telling you about the propaganda of the good cop, bad cop. Fox playing the, quote, good cop if you're a conservative. Fox being the conspiratorial outlier if you're not a conservative. But they're literally using primetime television to peddle hearings. They want the most amount of people to be aware of what they're going to say. But it's crafted like a TV show. It's a reality TV show, ladies and gentlemen. They're mocking Trump. Because he made everything reality TV. Now they're doing it better than Trump ever did. And the problem is the lies. The problem is the dishonesty. But they're not focusing on the real questions that need to be asked and the real accountability that needs to occur. Neither is Fox, really. Fox is giving lip service to a lot of it. Tucker Carlson has said, hey, what about all the hours of video that we're not seeing? How do we get that? Well, Tucker's right. Sean Hannity and others have said, look, this is... But the real question is, why didn't we have Congress investigate the vote fraud allegations? Well, Sam, because an insurrection took place. By golly, we had to. No, you didn't. I agree that if there was provocateurs and some bad guys, you had to flee for safety. But you didn't have to skip the investigative part and just rubber stamp the elections. That's what you did, Congress, but you didn't have to do that. In fact, there are so many in your ranks that still believe there was vote fraud that took place. The problem is now everybody's divided. Some think, well, it's already too late for 2020, just move on. Others are saying, no, we can't move on because 2020 was so critical. If we don't prove the vote fraud there and the system's corrupt, then we can just expect more corruption in 2022 and beyond. We can't let it go. And there's the fundamental divide in America, ladies and gentlemen, that I believe, if we're not very careful, will be the start of a civil war. Now, I don't want it to be that way. I'm just telling you that the problem is the people are so disenfranchised that believe there's vote fraud, election fraud, to the point where, look, January 6th, Congress didn't look at it. The courts didn't look at it. Now their sheriff's investigating it, but their DAs are just mocking them and shutting down their investigations. There's no redress of grievance for the American people here at all. There's no way to truly get a fair audience on the evidence. There's no way to present it and vet it. There's no way to get before a court with subpoena power to gain more information. We have a lot of probable cause and a lot of circumstantial evidence. That's all wonderful and good. We even have evidence that looks like smoking gun evidence. But without the ability to dig in and without subpoena power and without... at some point, the authority of government, it goes nowhere. And now you've got the American people so scared to even go to an event to push for a redress of grievance because they're afraid that it'll go like January 6th, flat out off the rails. Then people will be considered insurrectionists, committing a coup. And then, you know, people will be arrested. And so we're seeing this, and they're developing the pattern. They're literally using social media and violating everybody's privacy, and they're subpoenaing people and forcing people to testify. And now they're dragging these hearings. It's all ran by the Democrats, don't you know? Because the Republicans committed an insurrection. Well, that's the stupid Republicans that go along with whacked out Donald. The rest of the Republicans, the deep state kind, they're fine. The Mitch McConnells and they're the good guys. They're not willing to go along with that insurrection conspiracy theory. No, sir. But see, at the end of the day, what you've got is no redress of grievance for the American people. You can't go anywhere and get a fair hearing. You can't go anywhere and create accountability. You can't go anywhere where we debate the evidence. Hey, was there election fraud in your county? Well, of course not, Sam. My county's a small county. My county's a good... That reminds me of the government school people that are like, oh, you know, there's government schools that are bad out there, but mine's good. Then you find out a drag queen show was in your government school too. And then the government lies and says, well, we didn't know that was happening. That was an oversight. No, then we find out they bought off on it. We're seeing that in the news right now about these government schools. And you can say, well, that's not in my county. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But for us to say there's not without an investigation, without transparency and accountability, that's a farce too. So see, despite the insurrection reality clown show, we need to ask honestly, was there election fraud in all 3,000 plus counties in America? Was there vote fraud or election fraud in your county? Some would say, no, Sam, 2,000 mules said there was drop boxes that were compromised. We don't have those drop boxes in our county, so no, there's no election fraud. Wait, stop. That's only one allegation of hundreds. That's only one way to commit vote fraud. You got to start asking fundamental investigative questions. For example, did you send out ballots to literally everybody in the county? Did you do mail-in voting? That's a huge custody crisis when it comes to the custody of the vote, ladies and gentlemen. And there could be vote fraud there, and it could have nothing to do with the 2,000 mules evidence. What about the machines? Can we really look into the machines? Can we really get to the bottom of that? How do we? Okay, and so there's so many ways to commit the crisis, the vote fraud, that it's beyond imagination. And it's important that we understand all these. So I bring this up because I think it's directly tied to this January 6th discussion. What they're trying to do is get the nation to go beyond vote fraud. And what they do in the Hegelian dialectic is they marginalize who they're against. So let me give you an example. I'll use simple numbers to make my point. Let's say there's 1,000 people that believe in election fraud. They're going to then divide those 1,000 people. They're going to get 200 of them to say, well, there's vote fraud, I agree, but we're already past the 2,000 elections. We can't do anything about it. Congress has already certified it. We're done. Then you got the group that says, no, let's dig into that. We got to get to the bottom of that. Then you got the group that says, you know, this is so corrupt, I don't even know the truth and I can't do anything about it. And then you've got the, and so you divide, divide, divide. That's what's happening with this propaganda, this reality TV show, this, quote, hearing at prime time. That's what they're doing. They're sowing the seeds of division and confusion amongst the populace to the point where they're going to marginalize anybody who believes in vote fraud and has the integrity to take action. A lot of people won't touch it with a 10-foot pole because of the propaganda that I speak of. Well, I don't want to be tied into being an election questioner. If I question the election, I'm virtually part of January 6th. I know I wasn't there, but I'm part of it because I'm carrying forward the same conspiracy theories that made those wackos take extreme action and get in trouble. There, see? At the end of the day, a lot of these people will be vindicated. At the end of the day, we'll know the truth. But it might be a day late and a dollar short, kind of like the 2020 elections. They're already trying to say that it's a day late and a dollar short. But see, I completely disagree. I think it doesn't matter when we get to the bottom of the truth. We need the truth to be told, number one. And yes, we may not be able to get Donald Trump back in office. It's already 2022. It's already, what, 2 years into President Biden, if you consider him the president. It's already 2 years into his term. You're not going to get that time back. So the problem is, what do we do when we prove vote fraud? Well, we arrest criminals. We make them account for their crimes. If we're not a nation of laws, then what are we? Are we even a nation? Who's in control? If there's no opportunity for a redress of grievance, where are the checks and balances? So you got to ask these and other hard questions. You got to say, hey, we've got people on video who are committing acts of criminal activity at the Capitol. How come those people are not arrested? You've got thousands of hours of video that somehow classified deep sixed. Why don't we release that? See, in my opinion, what the Republicans should be doing is they should be putting on their own hearing. Yeah, you can say they're the minority party, but they could put on a hearing and get out evidence and have a big bunch of viewers. All we're doing is reality TV now anyway. The Republicans can put together a reality TV show, but all they're doing is wringing their hands going, all those guys are liars. Oh, man, ain't it awful? Oh, woe is us. But they're all really focused on gunning for the election. How can I spin it to where the election will do me good? The Republicans are saying, oh, we're getting outraised or fund. They're outraising our money. They're raising more money than us. We better hurry and play catch up. They're like, oh, look at how horrible these hearings are. They're liars. But what are they doing to move the needle? What are they doing to truly expose criminal activity? What are they doing? They shouldn't be seeking for power. They should be seeking to pull it down. Transparency is the way you pull down power. Right? So we need all those hours of video. It reminds me of the COVID cover-up. At first, we couldn't get any information. The government literally with judges and courts tried to say, we're not going to allow the COVID vaccine information to be released until like 75 years in the future. And then they finally got a judge that said, oh, no, you don't. You got to release 55,000 pages a month. Well, now they've been releasing the 55,000 pages a month, and now we're getting pay dirt and evidence that there are hundreds of side effects to the vaccines. There it is tied to women's menstrual cycles. It does cross the blood-brain barrier and affect people way beyond what we were told. It does affect every cell of your body, just like we told you that it would. It does appear in breast milk and give children the spike protein, which is very dangerous indeed. It does, and now we have the evidence. But see, they peddled the propaganda porn for a couple of years, and it's very hard to undo the initial run. Even if the truth is on our side, the mainstream press doesn't care. Well, the same thing's happening with elections. We're getting more and more and more evidence while they continue to say Trump was evil and he created an insurrection. And look at the Republicans that were part of it. They're trying to use that to create a sweep and say, hey, you need to elect us, the Democrats. We might have some extreme views a little bit that the American people don't agree with, but at least we're not committing a coup. And that's how they roll. And the Republicans, in my opinion, are shilling idly by. And not doing enough to move the needle at all to change the game. We need to hold Congress accountable and say, you need to look into vote fraud. And you didn't. And just because some goofballs did some crazy things, which we all disagree with, that doesn't give you the right to just skip your due diligence duty, which you're absolutely obligated to do on behalf of the people that elected you. And the only way we can hold them accountable is if we sweep, if we clean house for their inability and unwillingness to do this. If we don't make them pay at the polls and put somebody else in power, they'll just give it a mandate and say, hey, the people are fine with me doing this stuff. I'll continue. That's the bottom line with it, ladies and gentlemen. We better do enough to move the needle while we have the opportunity. That's why the CSPOA and others are going absolutely doubling down on this vote fraud reality. CSPOA.org/elections if you want to learn more about our efforts there. We've issued a press release. We're working on helping sheriffs come to the table. And we are then going to have a press conference right before Freedom Fest in July in Vegas. That's coming up. More details to come. Keep your eye on CSPOA.org/elections for that. Final story of the hour, which is a little bit of good news, which we could desperately use. Air travelers into the United States will not need COVID tests anymore. They say starting Sunday morning, passengers will be able to board flights to the United States without a negative coronavirus test. But they say international travelers to the United States will still be required to be fully vaccinated. That's the shame of it all. But it is somewhat good news. At this point, we'll take what we can get, and we need to press for more. God save the Republic of the United States of America. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, and BrighteonRadio.com. Spread the word, share the love. We declare this nation shall endure.